This week, Americans are likely to purchase more than a billion eggs. At least that's what we did last year. According to the American Egg Board, that's 50% more than the average for a week. But then, this isn't just any week. Eggs feature prominently in the holidays of Passover, which starts tonight, and Easter, which is Sunday.
Eggs are also on scientists' minds this week. In the current issue of the journal Nature, researchers explain why a hard-boiled egg spun rapidly on a tabletop will flip upright and start spinning like a top. NPR's Joe Palca has the story.
As a practical matter, it's easy enough to show that if you set a hard-boiled egg on a table and give it a good spin, it will start off spinning horizontally, then start wobbling, and then start spinning upright. The hard part is explaining why it happens.
I thought this would be an easy problem, but it turned out to be really very subtle and quite tricky. It took us a long time.
Keith Moffat is director of the Isaac Newton Institute for Mathematical Sciences in Cambridge, England. He's drawn to problems involving spinning objects. 2 years ago, he published an article in Nature about the physics of a coin spinning on a table. Now, as he said, the explanation for why an egg behaves the way it does is tricky. Moffat did his best to explain, without equations, what happens once the egg starts spinning.
Its axis of symmetry will get a little bit inclined to the horizontal, and that means that this point of contact moves horizontally relative to the center of mass. Now, when that happens...
If this is sounding complicated to you, and perhaps a little hard to grasp... I know how you feel.
The rate of what we call rate of precession of the axis of symmetry around the vertical. Are you still with me on this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, at the same time...
Actually, that was not exactly the truth. I was holding on for dear life, and it only got worse.
Now, this is the tricky bit, because there's a bit of maths involved that I think is just unavoidable. But it follows from this property that the height of the center of mass...
But as Moffat talked, it did become a bit clearer. After the egg starts spinning horizontally, two forces, known as friction and slippage, combine to get the egg wobbling. As it starts wobbling, some of the horizontal spin gets transferred to vertical spin. And as that happens, the same forces that make a gyroscope spin on its end start making the egg spin on its end.
The gyroscopic forces must exceed the natural effect of gravity, which is pulling the center of gravity down.
All right. Okay. Now I'm getting there. So in other words, as it begins to wobble on the table, it starts to appear more like a gyroscope, and at some point the gyroscopic forces take over and it does flip up on its axis.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
Whew, that was close. Moffat says he's not done with spinning objects. He's thinking about working out the mathematics that explains why a raw egg spins poorly on a table. Another problem, he says, is obvious until you try to explain it. And maybe after that, an explanation of how an irregular object like a pebble spins on a table. For now, I'll stick with hard-boiled eggs. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
And if that wasn't enough egg spinning for you, there's more detail on our website, npr.org.